Fridays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump heads to California to see the wildfire devastation as homeowners in places like Altadena prepare for rain that could trigger mudslides.
Better to do something ahead of time than wait until the last second and not be able to do anything about it.
Get ready to pay more for a new car. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the president's tariff proposals are expected to impact prices.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada will cause an increase as some of the biggest car brands, including Ford, GM, and Stellantis, have plants in these two neighboring countries.
Some dealers expect prices to rise as much as 15%. They're partying at the National Zoo. A couple of three-year-old panda bears from China, Bao Li and Qingbao, made their debut just a few minutes ago. The Smithsonian's Lonnie Bunch.
We are so pleased that so many people around the nation will get a chance to enjoy and engage the pandas.
The bears arrived at the zoo in October. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following the State of the State address on Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. Lisa Hale has more.
He told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this year of the kid.
Beginning in March, travelers flying American Airlines out of the Central Wisconsin Airport will have larger dual-class planes. Operated by Envoy Air, American Airlines will introduce the Embraer 170 aircraft. The number of seats will increase by 15 to a total of 65 passengers and will offer the convenience of first class and main cabin options. They're also increasing the number of flights. Starting on April 4th, American will offer 3 daily flights from CWA to the Chicago O'Hare Hub. CWA officials believe this move is helping position Central Wisconsin Airport as a top-tier regional travel hub. You can find more news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. Currently, we've got 16 below.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together.
We do.
On a Friday. This
Thank
is great.
Goodness.
We got fun lined up for you today. We're going to get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, not just for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. A little bit after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I will play a famous TV theme song. I know you will get it. It is a very
easy
one. Terry will
Whoa.
Get it. You all out there will get it. I think everybody will
big.
Get it. Yeah, so we got some Culver's to give away a little
bit
later.
You must be throwing a little softball.
Yeah, it is a softball. It's a completely. We also have some fun ones lined up for you a little bit later. We're going to get into Spirit Airlines in one of the a rule that they just came out with that is just ridiculous.
I just saw that this morning. I can't wait to talk about that.
That's going to be hilarious. A woman got a tattoo for TikTok, and we got to talk about that one a little bit too. Also, a little bit later, are you already over 2025? Well, here is how to turn things around. We're gonna get some positive in there.
I mean, if you don't make it through the first month of the year.
Yeah, really. It's kind of a, you know, that's all you. Entertainment news kick off 9 o'clock hour. We'll let you know what's new on your small screen and what's coming to some of your local theater stages. Got all that coming up for you. We will also get into some great good stories of the day, some local events. Terry and I are going to get into United Way talk in just a moment, but a couple of station notes real quick. I want to get some thank yous out there. First off, a huge thank you to everybody. Yesterday, we did something really quickly, and I've been working on an interview the past month or so with Hiprov, the great guys, Colin Mockery, Assad Maki. We were hopefully going to be able to get together for an interview, and then for a couple of weeks, things just went dark, so I assumed that the interview wasn't going to happen and kind of moved on, and then their publicist reached out, and we were able to get them on, but we had a very small window to do it.
Can't we do this in 5 minutes?
Because we talked to them in between, they were just wrapping up an interview, and then I had to I only had less than an hour with them because they had a TV interview right away after, and I didn't want them to have to rush to it or anything, so I wanted to get them out on a good time. We all worked together, the three of us, on this, along with their publicist, and a shout out to her, and we're able to get this interview done. Then it became Seth and I getting the production done of this, and by that I mean really Seth. And Seth is off this week, by the way, but he agreed with me that this was too big. It was too important not to get it on the air. We wanted to get it on the air before their show this Saturday, which we encourage you to get theater tickets at thegrandtheater.com. And we were able to pull this off. We had a little bit of trouble with Colin's end of things. There was some audio that was a little hard to hear, but I feel like that only added to the interview. And when I do these things, it's me alone in this studio with them on the phone. And I have no idea.
And you get no cues. You know what I mean? Like the phone, yes, a pause, but it's different than sitting across from each other.
So your feedback out there is vital, is very important to me. It means a lot to me. Good, bad, I took it all as data. I take it all the same. And nothing but a wonderful, like, I'm humbled right now by the way that the reaction that we got from this interview. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday on that show. If you missed it, the podcast is up there at civicmedia.us, and we will be playing it again this Sunday on Director's Playhouse. We'll get into more of our schedule a little bit later today.
You know, some of the best things, though, are the things that just pop up. I mean, you had maybe done a little bit of homework because you wanted to do the interview, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of do, but mm-hmm. and it also probably sometimes humbles us a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Like we normally have things all in order and have a good plan, and sometimes you gotta just jump.
As my Nana would say, you want to make God laugh, make plans.
So I mean,
and
that's cool.
it just kind of played into what we were talking about, because the three of us are also improv artists, and we just improvised. We do that's
perfect.
What we do. We encourage you to check out Improv. Under Hypnosis. It's a fantastic show, wonderful idea. And you have not only Assad Maki, a world-renowned hypnosis part of this, but you have, in my opinion, the greatest living improv artist there is in Colin Mockery. I say that very strongly. I feel very confident about that. I told Colin, it depends on which Whose Line episode I'm watching, whether it's him or Ryan Stiles. I lost some points for that, and understandable. But,
good thing you couldn't see his face.
Yeah. Couldn't have asked for a better interview. I genuinely think that's one of the best ones I'll ever do.
Very cool.
It was a lot of fun, and I thank you, audience, for joining us for that one. And a huge thank you to not only Seth, but to Assad and Colin for joining us. Get your tickets for this show. It'll be tomorrow at 7 o'clock over at the Grand Theater. Get your tickets at grandtheater.com. Another thank you to this audience, because RWFHR newsletter has just been doing so well. Every day I am getting news submissions, and we are getting new people signing up for it. We had a new edition drop yesterday. I want to thank the audience and, of course, our crew here, Melissa and the team, and everybody doing such great work on that. You can sign up for the WFHR newsletter at WFHR.com. Sign up takes 2 seconds, and once we get that taken care of, it'll just that then your work is done. The email, it just shows up in your inbox. You can just get it right there. We had a new edition drop yesterday. Encourage everybody to do that. Go to WFHR.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Terry, one one other thing, we are very thankful for our United Way of Southwood and Ames counties. I worked all night on that segue, by the way.
Wow, that was good. I mean, kept you up, didn't it?
Well, I was up late. And one of the things I actually came across when I was going over things, I wanted to talk with you about one of our favorite things in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which is a part of Women's United. And we'll be touching on that, I imagine, soon, if not soon with Power of the Purse and some of those things.
Yeah, coming up.
But one of our, I think, the stronger programs that the United Way is a part of, and something that I found out about thanks to you, and I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years, and proudly and very happily, and I never really thought about this. I imagine maybe you have in the years you've been doing this, but I was like, well, how many books have they given away in the time they've done this?
Yeah.
And I'm expecting a big number, and I go into it expecting a big number, and then I see the number and I'm blown away. I'm still, this was like at 1 a.m. I saw this, and I'm still blown away. As of January of 2024, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has gifted over 229 million books to children around the world.
So we are the sponsor, the sole sponsor of Imagination Library for Southwood, and we expanded to Adams County over this last summer. So all of our United Way service area is covered. And so we actually are 25,000th. Book went out last May. So that was a big milestone for us. And for those who maybe aren't as familiar with the program, this is a book gifting program for children from birth to age 5. The child, unfortunately, not the aunt or uncle or grandparents. Yeah. I shudder because people get a little upset about that. But child has to reside in Southwood or Adams counties because we just, the capacity to pay for it if we were doing kids out of the area.
Yeah.
You can visit Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and put in a zip code. So, you know, maybe you have a grandchild that lives in, I don't know, Green Bay. Yeah. You can go and put their zip code in and you can see if there's an organization that sponsors the program there. Mm-hmm. And if not, maybe there's somebody who could hustle it up and get it coordinated. But for now, children who reside in Southwood or Adams County qualify for the program. Birth to age 5, they can receive a book in the mail every month. So really cool things about this, besides the obvious of literacy skills. Kids get mail. Kids don't get mail anymore. They don't even know really what mail is.
So true.
So they get an awesome book, has their name on it. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that on the literacy side that's really great is Dolly Parton, through the Dollywood Foundation, employs reading interventionists. Like folks who really, you know, get this and understand developmental stages and maybe where a child should be at age 2 as it pertains to books. And so... These are all, again, it's a 60-book library, so they're all different. It is free to all families, but the book selection is done by interventionists, and then included with the book, like maybe in the front jacket, are some little tips. You know, so like you've read the book with the child, but now maybe go back to page 3. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's a ocean scene. Talk to your child about waves, or talk to, you know, like it just gives kind of some little prompts to engage your child using that book in different ways than the obvious of reading it. So this program is just exponentially impactful, and we, you know, I would like to see a movement to get this as a statewide program. But unfortunately Wisconsin doesn't have really great coverage with the program yet, because you have to have a sponsoring organization. I mean, there obviously is a cost, but it's very cost effective. The cost is about $35 per child per year. Think about that, 12 books for $35.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's unfathomable.
Good luck finding a deal like that for $35 today.
Exactly. And so, and honestly, it's the sheer volume. You know, that number you gave that the whole program has done. So if they're leveraging, you know, 40,000 of the same book for that month, of course they're getting a deal, and they're getting to be part of Imagination Library. So this is just a phenomenal program. If you're listening and you have a child that resides in Southwood or Adams County, you can get a enrollment form from us at United Way, you know, by stopping by. You can call us. There is a form on the website, but it's not a fillable form. You would have to print it, fill it out, and then send it to us. We could take information over the phone if you called us, but it is just a really, really, really great program.
And it's one of the stronger parts and stronger arms of Women's United, great part of United Way. And I thought it'd be a nice chance, especially with Power of the Purse and some of the events coming up and everything, to remind everybody about Women's United, Terry, and how they can be a part of things.
Yeah, so Women United is an affinity group of our United Way. It is, you know, a gathering of of, like-minded women, right, mm-hmm. who want to see change. Our primary initiatives have been all around early grade learning and literacy. So Imagination Library is a big part of that. So what we have to do is, you know, I have a staff person that handles all the signups, but Women United pays the bill, right? Like, I mean, we want more kids. We think that we could probably handle like 750 kids enrolled per month. Mm-hmm. And each month some drop off because every month some kids in our community turn five, right? And then that's mm-hmm. the end. They get a onto kindergarten book. But we have room, right? So like mm-hmm. if there are kids in our service area that could benefit, I mean, every kid could benefit from yeah. this. This is not a socioeconomic thing. This is not, I mean, this is just truly getting books to kids. So Women United is focused on this. Our primary fundraiser is Power of the Purse. Mm-hmm. This is a handbag silent auction event, but we have lots of other things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people go, oh, I'm not really interested in buying a purse, but you can come there, you know, for the fun of the, it's a kind of a happy hour event, 5 yeah. to 7:30. We have a pasta buffet at Bullseye Golf Club. It's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so there are purses to bid on, but there's also raffles, and you can sponsor kids for Imagination Library. It's just a really great gathering of, it's fun to see friends and coworkers and family members come out and enjoy each other. So that happens on March 11th, and it is a ticketed event. But you can visit our website, uwswac.org, and purchase tickets. So that's the signature event of Women United. And then other ways that Women United supports literacy is we have a reading mentor program. We're at four elementary schools in the Wisconsin Rapids and Wisconsin Rapids and Coosa Port Edwards. And then we also support classroom grants. So if there are teachers, primarily elementary, we would maybe entertain older, but we typically stick with that, you know, until third grade, you're learning to read. After third grade, you're reading to learn. So third grade proficiency is really, you know, something that's our group is mindful of. So elementary age teachers and reading interventionists, and, you know, they're could be others within the schools, but we do classroom grants. So sometimes you just don't have all the tools you need. It might be for your lower level readers. You know, you might have gotten, when the curriculum came out, you might have gotten all the reading materials that you need for your average or mm-hmm. proficient reader. And you maybe got like one set for your below proficiency and one set for above. Well, we know we have more than one of each of those, mm-hmm. right? And so what does that look like? So we have helped purchase companion book sets for classrooms. We've helped purchase, I'm just thinking recently at Our Lady Queen of Heaven, they just have book boxes that go mm-hmm. home with kids on the weekends. So just refreshing and replenishing. Yeah. You know, kiddos are hard on books.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Is there anything better to see than a well-loved book? You know,
no.
I mean, like, some yeah. dog-eared pages and stuff. You know, you can tell that they've really loved it and enjoyed it. So we do offer those classroom grants, and it's a pretty simple, you know, it's maybe a handful of questions. It's it's not a huge application. It's just a one-pager that you fill out, and then it gets considered at our next Women United meeting. So we do have dollars available for those needs as well.
And remember as well that you can even sponsor a child for Imagination Library if that is the case. If maybe your little ones are bigger now and you would still like to be a part of this. And you can find out more. I see that you offer your email, Terry, for people to reach out to, terry@uwswac.org, if you have further questions or you want to be a part of Women's United. And find out more information at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way as well on Instagram. No
social media for us.
I knew I was going to do that.
But we are diligently working on this. So, you know, if you've been a follower of ours, Facebook or Instagram, and you wonder where the heck we went, we're just having a few little struggles with Meta, who is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, for impersonation, if you can believe that. And I think, because we can't actually get to a person, but we think that it's around the fact that we had a brand refresh, the entire United Way system. And so a lot of us were using, all of a sudden, using a whole bunch of assets that look the same, right? You know, new color scheme, new. And so we were suspended for impersonation, and then we were shut down for impersonation. And you can only appeal their decision every 30 days. So we have been diligently appealing and also trying to figure out how to connect with a human at Meta. And it's really hard and it's really frustrating because I don't want people to just think we just disappeared.
Well, and I mean, consider, I'm a little surprised actually, because it seems like Mark Zuckerberg has no spine. So, I would figure that he could just really bend over right away and help whoever, and especially especially a nonprofit, you would think
would
that they would look out
super
for.
Super nice.
You would think they would do
And if it's not him, his assistant would be fine.
Somebody,
we don't care.
Somebody. At
I
least,
don't even care.
Answer the
it
call.
It could be the janitor.
Answer the call.
I don't care.
Just somebody get
somebody,
out of that.
Somebody just push that button to put us back online.
I question how good your system and your algorithm is if you are hurting nonprofits from doing what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's really
I don't think that's controversial to say.
It's really a challenge, you know, and it's really disappointing. And we've also been advised don't start a new one because it just gets shut down. You know what I mean? Because we'd want to use the same name. Of course, we'd want to use the name of our organization.
You've already collected quite a few followers on that page. Yeah. That's important. That's part of how you get these events out there. And
so I'll tell you what, when we come back, it's going to be big.
Yeah, right on. For now, go to their website, uwswac.org. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-491-8606. That's 800-491-8606. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-491-8606 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. Currently 14 below.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Keep in mind, they have their menu open all day today. They have the whole menu open. That's something new that they're trying over there. They also got some new menu items. And of course, keep in mind that fish fry is waiting for you tonight.
So you could have fish fry right now? The whole menu's open?
I wonder. Yeah, that's
or
a good
steak?
Question. Yeah.
Just have breakfast, but...
Yeah, but you can ask them to find out and reach out to our good friends at El Cafe. You can do that by going to their Facebook page. I encourage you to do that. Subscribe to that page. Keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. Buy local, support local, support those that support us in this community. And get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can email us that way. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just type in your search bar, WFHR or WFHR. WIRI. And, of course, you can call up 715-424-2600. We look forward to talking to you. And we'll take those calls throughout the whole show. We'll take birthdays or anniversaries at this time, next hour, whenever. Go ahead and call up and get them to us. I actually only need one help from you on this one, Terry. A one or a two.
Oh, one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Alan Winslow.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Happy birthday to you, sir. Have a great day. We wish you a good one. And you are a qualifier for today, Friday, January 24th. We look at January 25th. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Molasses Key. Melissa Kay. I'm sorry. I misread that. Melissa Kay. I'm the worst.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, who the heck names their kid Molasses? that's bad.
She is easily one of the best people I've ever worked with, one of my favorite people I've ever worked with. Melissa, of course, is our head of news here and our co-host on the morning show. And let me double check her list here. Yeah, about 20,000 other things she does around here.
Well, naturally. The best people do 20 million things.
She jumped on the board here with us and the team here and just hit the ground running. Just an incredible work ethic. Somebody is such an attention to detail and to care to detail. There's attention to detail and then there's care to detail that she has. Going above and beyond so many things that I admire about so many people that I've worked with over the years. Melissa encompasses so much of this. All of that being said, the best thing I could say about her, one of the best friends you can have. She really is a great, great person.
So this begs the question, are you going to give her the dang day off tomorrow?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
We'll see. We will find out. Well, we wish you a happy birthday, Mel. Enjoy your day, Melissa.
She'll be
back with us on Monday. And we can wish a happy birthday to Susan Fisher on Saturday.
Happy
birthday, Susan. We take a look at Sunday birthdays. And first up, another person who can't win because they're related to somebody here. We wish happy birthday to Dan Berg.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, related to Laura, one of our newer team members around here, wishing you a good day, Dan. Enjoy the day, man. And a happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Megan. Happy birthday, Meg.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a quick look at our celebrity list for today and the weekend. First up for today, Kristen Shaw is 47, former Daily Show correspondent. She's also the voice of Louise on Bob's Burgers. I think she does a voice on Gravity Falls and a bunch of other shows. She's a great voice talent and one of the more unique voices you'll hear. You know it when you hear it. Ed Helms is 51, also from a former Daily Show correspondent. He was Andy on The Office, was in the Vacation remake and in the Hangover movies. Good actor. One of when we think of our childhood, Terry, one of those names that I would think pops up right away, Mary Lou Retton is 57 today.
Who's that?
Nicely done.
I'm just kidding.
Legendary gymnast at the 84 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. She won the gold medal in the individual all-around competition, 2 silvers and 2 bronze. But one of the most iconic moments in Olympic history.
Okay, so besides that, the obvious, right, mm-hmm. of how we remember her. I just get a big visual of that Wheaties box.
Yes, 100%. I'm not even sure.
Was she the first girl on it? For me, if you say, and for those of you who don't know, they used to put people's pictures on a Wheaties box.
Yeah.
Are Wheaties still a thing?
It's a good question, too.
I don't know if I can think of anybody else on that box.
Yeah.
It just goes right to her.
We wish a happy birthday to Yakov Smirnov, 74 today. What a country. Man, that was a moment. That was a moment he had in the 80s, a former stand-up comedian. Still a stand-up comedian. Aaron Neville is 84 today. Tell it like it is.
84?
84 for Aaron Neville. Oh. Don't know much. Everybody plays a fool. So many good hits. What a soulful voice. Neil Diamond is 84 today. Sweet Caroline, wow,
Big
Holly.
Big day for music.
Yeah. Not just big names and big singers, but very unique and different singers. And that, if you don't believe me, wrapping this up, Ray Stevens is 86 today. The Streak and so many other ones. So, I mean, three very different singers.
But,
right
you know,
there.
You think about I don't know about him, but so much. But Aaron Neville and Neil, who was the other one?
Neil Diamond. And Ray
Stevens. Neil Diamond. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But you know what? Like the longevity of their music,
my gosh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I when I think of an artist like Neil Diamond, regardless if I like his music or I listen to it, you have to respect that.
And
career.
You know it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you've heard yes. it comes out on the radio. You might not know who it is, but you know the songs.
Warren Zevon was born in this day in 1947, passed away in 03, Werewolves of London, and so many other songs and hits. One of the greatest performers in Saturday Night Live history, if not just in general, John Belushi, born on this day in 1949. In my house, he is on the Mount Rushmore of people. Just a big Belushi family, big Belushi household. And one of the biggest, Saturday Night Live isn't what it is without Belushi. Like, you can talk about Chevy Chase, you can talk about the rest of the cast members, all you want. You needed a leader. You needed somebody behind the scenes that was a leader that would really push things, push the envelope, push things to the next level, that was willing to be samurai divorce lawyer or half of these other characters that he played. That
whatever was needed.
Whatever that needed, and do anything to make the audience laugh. I think it gets lost in the shuffle with his overdose and some other things about Belushi, the stories that come out about him. All of this gets lost in the shuffle of Belushi was a guy who wanted to build other people up. He was also a guy who was willing to, hey, nobody else wants to do this scene, I'll do it. I'll be the guy to make, if it's going to make the audience laugh, I will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a complete performer.
Like 30-ish?
Yeah, very young.
Yeah.
And interestingly, where you saw Robin Williams and Adam Sandler later on in life go to, he was starting to try to do some dramatic work. And I don't know how good he would have been at it, but I think if you watched The Neighbors and some other stuff of his, he had a bit there. He had some chops there that he might have been able to do a little bit of that. Farley tried to do a little too, but never got the opportunity. But another one who wanted to do some serious work. And I genuinely think that Chris Farley could have done some. I think I'm not saying Oscar caliber, it doesn't have to be.
Right.
I just think he could have pulled it off very well. And Ernest Borgnine, born on this day in 1917, the Poseidon Adventure, Escape from New York, Airwolf, gotta mention Airwolf. McHale's Navy, but I had to mention Errol. Let's see here. And then we look at Saturday birthdays. Alicia Keys is 44 tomorrow. Wonderful singer and songwriter. Just a great voice. Let's see here. And Etta James was born yesterday, or tomorrow, in 1938. And Virginia Woolf, born in 1882, tomorrow.
Wow.
So many famous quotes. For most of history, Anonymous was a woman. It's such a good line with so much depth to it, and some history to it.
Yeah,
if you don't know.
And, I mean, you got to sit and process that. For
yeah,
a minute.
You really got to think about that. How it's staggering. Go ahead and look up the first published female author, and it'll stagger you to see the year. Like, wait a minute, really? It wasn't that long ago, kind of thing. It's insane. And Virginia Woolf, a huge part of that. Again, whether you like her work, read it or not, you can't tell the history of writing without Virginia Woolf. And some of the better quotes you're going to hear. And then on Sunday, we have some birthdays to celebrate. Let's see here. Vince Carter is 48 on Sunday. One of the better dunkers I've ever seen. Wayne Gretzky is 64. The great one. When your nickname is the Great One, like, you can't top that. Charles Barkley tells a great story. When Wayne Gretzky moved to Arizona, he moved into the same neighborhood as Charles Barkley. And the Barkleys invited the Gretzkys over for dinner. They're having dinner together. And Chuck's wife comes in the room and says, do you want seconds, Great One? And Wayne was about to answer, and Chuck cuts him off. He's like, no, in this house, I'm the Great One. Such a good
line. Sounds like a setup.
So good. So, yeah, I believe it. Anita Baker is 67 tomorrow. Wonderful. Oh, God, I love the way she sings.
And let's just back up. No wife should have to call her husband the Great One.
No. I don't know the Barclays, but I guarantee Charles Barkley's wife does not call him that. I guarantee it.
I mean, for the fun and games of it, sure.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. Anita Baker, 67 tomorrow. And Scott Glenn is 86. Great character actor. Wonderful character actor. And Bob Uecker would have been 91 tomorrow. We got to celebrate him last week. We are going to continue to celebrate him, not just in the next weeks and really through the baseball season, but to the end of baseball time.
I was going to say, for the perpetuity of baseball. Yeah.
The Brewers are really, I think, a very smart organization. I think they are really in tune with their fan base for the most part, better than most. There's no way they're not doing something this year for this. There's no way they're not going to honor that man this year some way. And he's missed all the time. He will be missed. Wisconsin's own and one of the better actors you will ever see in your life, Paul Newman, born on Saturday and on Sunday in 1925. One of my biggest influences, one of my favorites.
Good salad dressing, too.
And not a bad salad dressing, yes.
And coffee. He has good coffee.
Yeah, yes, very
good. You know, I mean, way to diversify.
I am going to go and watch either The Color of Money or The Sting this weekend. This is some of my favorites of his. But you can watch Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid or Slapshot or Cool Hand Luke or any of them. I mean, there is no shortage. Or maybe try just have some of his salad
dressing.
I'm just
saying. Yeah. You can have a salad while you're watching.
We will get to our news and sports and partner break. We'll come back and have some more fun. But a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. I can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends over at El Cafe. Get there today or this weekend and enjoy yourself. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show right here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new bill in the works to allow politicians to drop out of political races. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change Wisconsin election law to allow candidates to get off the ballot. You'll remember last year, Robert F. Kennedy dropped out of the race and supported Donald Trump. After that, he asked to get his name removed from Wisconsin ballots. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission said no. They said, according to the law, the only way we can drop your name is if you died. Kennedy even filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin courts agreed. Well, now Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a new bill that would allow people to be removed from the ballot if they provide a sworn statement to the commission and pay a fee. They'd have to file the paperwork by mid-June to get their name removed for an August primary, and by the end of August to get off the ballot for a November election.
While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Next week is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you gotta take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. Currently 14 below.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app and you get the answer right and you haven't won anything in 30 days and boom, just like that, you win a adult meal and a kid's meal from our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
So like if you and I went, who gets the adult meal and who gets the kid's meal?
Oh boy, I think you get the adult meal because you're older. Just gonna move on over here, get this set up. I couldn't look at you when I said that. I could not look
you're
at you.
You're such a wuss. If you're gonna say it, own it.
I own it.
Look
own
me
it.
In the
just
eye
say
and say it
confidently. Yes. We got to get to our theme here and get ready to call up everybody. 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bumbling crew.
We got a caller. Let's go ahead and take it. What do you got for an answer?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, yes, nicely done.
Let's trying go. To find our bell. Hang on.
There it is. Now it's official. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. You knew that one right away, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love it.
Fan of the show?
Classic. Granny, she's my favorite.
Yeah, yes, 100%. Best character on that show by far and away, 100%. I played in this one, and I know we've played it before and everything, but it was actually yesterday on the day that in 1963, The Ballad of Jed Clampett by Jerry Scroggins and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs hit number one in the U.S. country charts as the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's
I thought
cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And pretty rare to think of a TV theme song hitting number one on a chart, like being that kind of popular. I don't know if I imagine the Friends theme song was pretty popular for a while there, and there's some that I don't think there's any that we'll ever see anything like that again, though.
No, classic tune, classic show.
Really is.
And you think
really
about that was 62 years ago that hit number one.
Yeah.
And it's still, right? It took an eighth of a second to get a call.
Yeah, it's
so,
still
I mean,
relevant.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's cool to talk to you, sir. Can I get your first name?
First name is Ben.
Ben, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Where are you calling us from, Ben?
I'm calling from Stevens Point.
Right on, a point listener. We like that. Ben, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. But thank you so much for listening. You are our newest star of the day.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you. We're going to talk to Ben off air, and we'll be back with some more show for you. We got some fun things lined up. We got to talk about Spirit Airlines and what they're doing.
I got to tell you, though, I didn't. Normally, I cheat. I just look at your screen and see what you're going to play. And today, I didn't because you said I'd get it. And same. Yeah. I mean, I think Ben was probably a faster dialer than I could have been.
Sure.
And I know I can't win. It's really unfair. But I actually knew that one. So
right on.
Good on you.
Yep, it's a good one. It's a classic. And we appreciate you listeners trying. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's. And support your Culver's wherever you got. Wherever you got a Culver's near you, you got a Culver's that supports its area.
I can't believe you can't eat a big burger.
Just eat
the little kid one.
I'll take on either one. I will not turn down anything. I want some fries, right? Cheese curds.
True that.
We're going to get over to Culver's this weekend. You do the same. We'll be back with more show coming up.
Oil that is black gold, Texas tea.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Kim Shefchik from Doctors in Recital, and it's a bar band Friday night, which means our pal Terry Barr drops by with new music and sparkling conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. Currently 11 below zero.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. I want to send a shout out to Ben, our newest star of the day.
Yeah, great job, Ben.
It's been too long. Good to talk to Ben.
Yeah, you know, remember when they were in the studio playing live music? Where's that?
We gotta bring that back. We just got to get that back. We're looking to do that, too. That is really, and honestly, actually, that's funny you bring that up, because just the other day I was talking to Connie, and Connie Tomsky, of course, Tom Cansevieville, was our big connection with a lot of our musical guests, just being honest with the audience and everything. And Connie's moved on to other things, so we haven't had that connection as much, but that's just on me as a PD and a producer.
But we know where to find Ben.
Yeah. Now, here's the other part with somebody like Ben. I don't want to bug him. they're so busy.
I think he's really good.
But they
make beautiful music together.
God, they do. I
mean, it's kind of annoying. Like, little hearts are floating up between them, like on a, you know, but. It's good.
The danger for Ben anytime him and I talk is me trying to get him to be our in-studio band.
You're putting a lot of pressure on Ben.
So, yes, it's not fair to
him. Well, anyway, congratulations, Ben. Yeah, keep making beautiful music.
We want to send a shout-out to the best listeners in radio, not only for signing up for our WFHR newsletter. I encourage you to do that at WFHR.com. But got a message from one of our longtime listeners, Kevin, who, good call, James, on the Terry question on who gets the adult meal.
You know... Let's be real. I know why you guys want the kid meal.
Right.
Because it comes with a free scoop of custard.
Oh, right, right. I thought a toy. I immediately thought
there's
toy.
There's no toys.
There's no toy in the Culver's one, no. But there is better than that, there's custard.
There is custard with the kid's meal. And truth be told, yes, I'm older than you. Kevin's older than me. But... I get kids' meals there a lot, and necessarily because of the custard, but I do like the size of it.
It's the portion.
It is for me. It's a little bit better. It must be because of my shrinking stomach because I'm so old.
Yet you look younger than the three of us combined. Like, yeah, you're the youngest looker one out of all of us. Spirit Airlines is classing things up, sort of. They just announced that you can't wear see-through clothing anymore. I didn't know that you could.
Do you want to see anybody in see-through clothing?
There's,
I don't.
Look, I've used Spirit Airlines. I think many of us out there have. There is nobody flying Spirit Airlines that I need to see that way. Nobody in general do I need to, but especially with this.
Regardless of what airline, when you're going through security... Do you ever see some of these people going through security? You know, you have to take off your outside, like if you have on like a cardigan, you have to take that off. You didn't know you were coming to the airport?
Right.
You didn't know that it doesn't cover your fat rolls? Like, I just don't.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. So this means no more sheer tops without a bra. Leave the clear plastic pants at home. I mean, who's doing this anyway? They updated
where do you get clear plastic pants?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. They updated their fine print this week to ban things that could be seen as, quote, lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature. That includes see-through clothing, tops that don't offer adequate coverage, etc., etc. They do all this, and if anybody wants to go ahead and Google a Spirit Airline plane, just go ahead and do that. Throw it into your search engine, Spirit Airline plane. I'm doing that right now, and I'm going to show Terry, because on Spirit Airlines, they have on their airlines, on most of them, bare fare. It says on many of the, like on the side, it says bare fare, which, I mean, come on. They're not
it
even
does?
Doing it. Now they got to change that then. They they can't have that. They can't have the word bare on there and not being allowed. I mean, it's really on them.
But let's just go back to why is anyone?
Yeah.
Supermodel or otherwise, why is anyone wearing see-through clothing?
I don't believe that, and this is not my wheelhouse, but I don't believe that churches have this rule because they don't need to. It's just a given.
It's implied.
You don't do it. I would think that, you know, flying is a very similar thing.
I mean, it's bad enough. You got to go shopping and watch people do it in their pajamas.
I don't know, man. That ain't right, though. That ain't right on anybody.
I can't believe they have to say that.
Can I be real about this? Too. I don't know that Spirit Airlines can afford to be picky about this. I'm not sure they can do that.
But you've got somebody. I'm still stuck on the clear plastic pants because that's a little weird.
I've never heard that.
But let's say you are flying Spirit Airlines and you're by yourself or with a companion or with your family. I don't want to see that.
No.
So I'm never flying them again. So they're better off alienating the one person in the world who has clear pants, because I can't imagine there's more than one. And, you know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm different about flying, but whether I'm with people or not, I tend to be with my head down. I just want to get through. Like, I people watch. I'm not going to say I don't do that a little bit. But for the most part, I'm keeping to myself, and I don't care if it's Selma Hayek on that plane. I ain't going to notice them. Like, I'm a little bit too locked in here at everything. The idea of the clear clothes or whatever,
I could care less. What if Mr. or Miss See-Through Pants is in the seat next to you?
Yeah, you're probably gonna notice that. And there's no way in the world that whoever you are and whatever you're attracted to, that person is not it. By the law of the way these things work,
that is wrong.
That is all.
Is it like Saran wrap? What is it?
Well, and it gets more wrong as we continue our That Ain't Right section of the show
of the hour.
Yeah. A tattoo artist in Mesa, Arizona, gave his wife an RAP TikTok tattoo right before the news broke that it wasn't dead. It's even got, like, the dates, 2016 to 2025. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Now, that's so this is a husband and wife, and this is a professional tattoo artist. And I will say, being very good friends with Dan and Dawn, who run Images and Ink here in town, and a shout out to them, they would never do something like this. Like, I don't know. I'm not questioning them as artists, but I'm questioning the idea of doing something like this. When you know, as soon as you heard, like, even if you were just reading headlines, as soon as you heard TikTok ban, you heard, but might not be banned. You know? The story followed right after it, so I can't imagine. Yeah. It's not just not reading the articles, which we encourage everybody to do always. Don't just read headlines, read articles. This isn't even just that. It's reading half the headline.
But it also went down, 9:30 on a Saturday night, and it was back up Sunday morning. So, yeah. I mean, they were sitting waiting, man, for this to...
Yeah.
So, okay, in this case, like... Do you just, like, cover the death date?
Yeah. You got to, right? You got to do something like that.
I will say, just from glancing at your screen, this is not a prominent tattoo that's a solo, right? Like, this is part of a sleeve, it looks like. So yes, it's not, or maybe a whole leg. I can't tell if that's an arm or a leg.
Oh, it does. The leg. It's on the leg.
But I'm just saying, like, it's full of tattoos, so it's not like this covered her whole back or something.
Yeah, yeah. And it does look like she has multiple ones, so.
But it's also really dumb.
It is dumb. It is. I don't know. It's
super dumb.
I can't imagine being so passionate about any social media app. Like, I don't, this is, and this is, I don't want to say an older couple, but they're an older couple than I would have expected to be this crazy about TikTok.
I mean, if I was their kid, I'd be PO'd that my face wasn't on her leg instead of TikTok.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, come on.
As long as we're talking a little bit about airlines and all of that, we've got this one here from JetBlue that I wanted to touch on to wrap up the segment. You can pay for your next flight the same way you paid your friend for pizza last week. JetBlue just started accepting Venmo.
I saw that.
Their press release says, just Venmo us, but obviously you can't just shoot them cash and add an airplane emoji. You still have to go through the motions and choose your flight. Then there's a new option to pay using your Venmo balance. They're doing it to attract more customers. Presumably younger ones. Quote, adding Venmo offers a seamless payment option to customers who enjoy the ease of convenience through Venmo. It's already available through their website, and they're also adding it into the app in the next coming months.
Okay, well, given my elderly age, I really just can't get around. I can't. What the heck is the difference between using your Venmo and your card?
Yeah, yeah.
Except that I'm not, and I, for the record, am not a credit card fan in general. I mean, sometimes there's
same
appropriate times, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not putting every purchase on a credit card and then paying it off. So, but you get a certain level of protections with a credit card that I wonder that you get. I don't know. I mean, I use Venmo maybe to send my kids some money or something, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that you get that same level of fraud protection, so to speak, on Venmo. And why? I guess it's just the next thing, right?
Well, that's that's what it comes down to.
I'm writing a check.
I've asked people about the nice, yeah, yeah. From what I can tell, that a lot of it is that is the trendiness of it. It's very similar to, the whatever the new fashion is or trend. You're going to see a lot of it in pop culture. You're going to see a lot of it in around people.
I mean, and there's a huge convenience with it, right? Like, a few months ago, I was on like a girls' weekend, and we Ubered somewhere instead of driving. And it was like, everybody's like, I just paid for it on my Uber app. And then everybody's like, how much? And they just all Venmo'd me, right? Like, there's a convenience to it, but I don't know if I'm paying for like big stuff with it.
The only convenience that I've really known from, been able to get from it, and just sharing on this one, my youngest Isabel is very difficult to buy things for because she just doesn't want anything, no matter how many times I ask her. So, you know, sometimes I'll just give her cash
just or something,
let
yeah.
her go. So you can kind of send it a little bit easier that way. So that part I kind of get that. And I honestly is because I'm older too. I thought that's basically the only use it really had was that. I didn't realize
like
that there was a million
person.
Other yeah. yes, person yeah. to person payments. That's kind of what I thought it was. And I would imagine that's a big part of what it's used for, but it's also got a lot of other things, it seems like.
I guess the other benefit though is that it is existing. You know, it might help people control their debt, right? Because the money is in your, it's in your Venmo account, or it's being pulled from an account. It's not like building up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cool.
One of the things that the United Way does during its campaign season is not just working and helping our community, but helping out other nonprofits and working with other nonprofits and some of the things that we appreciate. And a big shout out to the United Way about that, and looking forward to the end of the show, kind of wrapping up, maybe talking a little about the campaign and some of that, Terry. But I have to bring that up when I certainly wanted to mention the Family Center's next big event that they have coming up. They have Chefs for Change coming up February 27th. This is a bit of a reimagining of Chefs in the Kitchen.
Okay.
One of the more popular events over there and successful ones. It's going to be a really fun event. The excitement will begin at 5 with a cocktail hour while you'll bid on silent auction items and savor the appetizers from our competitive chefs. Dinners and program will begin at 6. This all take place at the Nakusa Community Center. Wonderful venue to be able to have this. Appreciate them for that. Tickets for Chefs for Change can be purchased. It's familyctr.org, familyctr.org, or you can give them a call. And keep in mind, this number is available obviously for other reasons as well. Family Center is available 24/7 and always has your back. 715-421-1511, 421-1511. We encourage you and appreciate any support you can give to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It doesn't take a big Google search to see that our domestic violence shelters throughout the whole country have been devastated by cuts. It has never been more important in this subject matter to give if you can. And maybe that means dollars and cents, or maybe it means a volunteering or helping out or being a part of events like this. Mm-hmm. You only show that you are on the right side of history, and you only show that the people working so hard at the Family Center, they are not alone in this. And maybe most importantly of all this, the people affected by this, you are showing you are not alone. We have your back. We are not going to accept this anymore in our society. You can't hurt people you love. I like to think in this day and age, this is a topic that 100% of the audience is behind us on. We're backing, and we're all on in favor of. Find out more if you need to at familyctr.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing over there. And be sure to get your tickets and be a part of things at Chefs for Change. Again, familyctr.org, familyctr.org. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up, the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has left the White House for the first trip of his second administration outside of Washington, D.C. First stop, hurricane-battered western North Carolina. Matt Mercer with the State Republican Party.
I think President Trump wants to see that and wants to provide comfort to the folks who are still affected.
From North Carolina, he flies to Los Angeles to tour damage from the wildfires. But CBS's Tom Waite says not everyone will be happy to see the president.
People here in the fire zones, the last thing they want right now is to deal with politics. They want that taken out of the situation. They just want help. They want to recover and they want to rebuild.
Presidents threatened to withhold federal emergency funds. Israel's issued a statement signaling it will keep some troops in Lebanon beyond Sunday's withdrawal deadline. Four more Israeli hostages, all female, are expected to be released from Gaza tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.